Today's daf is daf chaf bet, and we continue from left off. So if you remember, we just mentioned that Tana Rebbe Shimon Megamliel Mefarin al Sadeu Vein Chosh Mishum Ribbit. So you can have another business arrangement, which is Mefarin al Sadeu. We explain what that means, like improving the land. We'll explain what that means in a moment. And there's no issue of Ribbit. So what's that case? Even though we explained it outside, now we're going to see the Gemara. Ketzad Kibel Hemeno Ba'asara Kurim Chitin. So someone is what's called a choker. So the different types of business arrangements one can have when he works somebody else's field. It could be an aris, as we explained, where he gives the owner a share of the yield. And a choker is he gives him a fixed amount of the yield. Okay. Amar lo, but the choker says, listen, ten li selachad, give me some money, selachad, va'anino temnecha, and I will then give you 12 kurim lagoren, and I'll increase my payment that I'm due to pay you as a result. Now you might think, one second, isn't this a classic loan? Because what he's saying is, you lend me money and I'll give you some extra money at the end. So the Gemara says, but that's okay. The question is, why is it okay? Because Rabbi Yochanan, meaning, when you invest more in a field, you can produce more. So to explain, when it comes to chakirot or rentals, the rental that someone is going to be willing to pay is going to be a function of how much profits he's going to be able to really, well, not really rental. It's not, well, it's kind of like a rental. So chakirut is really going to be a function of how much money he thinks he's going to be able to make at the end of the day. So by injecting more money into this, like by borrowing more money from this person, it's not really borrowing, by getting more money, he's now able to extract more from the land itself, and therefore he's willing to pay more. But it's not a classic loan. That's the point. It's not considered ribbit. I'll just show you here. The Maharal says, "Lo ba'elalafuke beitira." This excludes a case of, say, if he rented a house. He'll explain in a minute that if he was going to renting a house, and he says, "If you give me money, I'll increase the rental." That doesn't work. She'ein ba'ela, why? She'ein lo ba'ela dira, because a house is just a house. You live in it, makes no difference. She'ein ken sade to sade de bar zriya asui, because you can plant and you can turn over the soil, you can do certain things with it in order to generate more yield. That's a different story. In other words, the more he's able to inject in terms of money into the land, more invest in it, it's worth for him to pay a higher rent because he's going to be able to generate more from the land. So it makes the land worth more, if you like, on the rental. The same thing with a chanut or a sfinah, a boat or a ship, if he rented it for some sort of business venture. That will be like a sadeh, because again, these things, sometimes the more money you can put into it, the more money you get out. So therefore, it's not a problem. However, Reish Lakish says, no, it's different, because nasa ke maskir lo sadeh biyoker. So he says the reason why it's okay by a field specifically is because that money is going into the field itself. So therefore, because that money is going into the field, it's like I'm renting a more valuable field. That's different to the previous explanation. I'll explain why in a minute. So I'll just show you the Mar pulled up. He says, because he's taking more money, and that money is going to buy him a more premium, I don't know, fertilizer. Will be able to exert more or better grain and the like. Therefore, nisgeret haya b'yoker mimasha nisgeret kodem, because now the field itself is worth more, is more value. However, that would exclude a chanut and a sfinah she'en motzisela b'kof a chanut of sfinah, because the money, if he say rents his shop or his boat, when he says, "Can I'd like to have more money, and then I'm willing to pay you more." That money is not being vested into the capital of the shop or the boat. It could just be he wants to buy more stock and therefore can make more money as a result. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not good enough. The only justification is because the actual land itself is being improved through the money he's borrowing. That's a big nafkamina. As it says, Ma ben Eil, what's the difference? Well, the chanot, the ketzav, chanot smell, I can really explain the marfuda. He explains, according to the shita that says, which is Rabbi Yochanan, that it's because that the more money you have, you can produce more revenue from the thing you're renting. That's why you're willing to pay more. That will apply for a shop or a boat or all these other things that you can. The more money you can put into it, the more you can generate. However, but according to Lakish, he says, is no. When you rent one, because the money is going to be that he's getting from the person put into the land itself. It makes it if the land, the value is greater, Well, that only works for a land. But a chanut and a sfina ain't mefarim. But when it comes to a boat or a shop, where the assumption is when I'm getting money, it's just to buy more stock or something, you're not actually changing the material value of the boat or the ship itself. It's not like a different land.
But
Because you're
you
not.
can change the material value.
Correct. I know what you're thinking. You're saying that he might paint the shop front, or he might, I don't know, give the
Improve the
boat
rudder of
a
the
bigger
boat.
sail or something like that. That's what you're saying. But I think the assumption here is that in this context, the difference is when it comes to the money to take new land is going to land. When it comes to the boat, it's my more stock. I think that's a difference. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, because you can also make the case of the boat in the same way, or make the case of the shop in the same way. But I don't think the Gemara assumes that. Okay. Amrei v'Yakov Baracha. The Perush, we see the Perush to this machloket. In other words, it's not just a Gemara theorizing, we see it explicitly. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mafarin al Chanut v'Sfina, and Rish Lakish says, Ein Mafarin. You can see the machloket quite clear regarding Chanut and Sfina. However, Minimasai le Rish Lakish, it seems to be like Rish Lakish, a brighter, because Ein Mafarin al Chanut v'Sfina, ba'al davar she'ein oseg begufo. Because it seems to be quite clear that the only time you can Mafarin, this interesting arrangement, is if the money is borrowing is going to the Gufo davar. Okay, and that's Shin Resh Lakish. Okay, let's now halacha. Hey, ein mekablin tzon barzel misrael mipnei shehu ribit. Now, what's tzon barzel? Literally, iron sheep. I'll explain what the arrangement is according to Marfil. He says, kol achrayut al machabel. Tzon barzel means you have my product, and you now bear full responsibility for me. Meaning, the shamlo or tanal bamot. We say, okay, you want my example is sheep. Okay, my sheep is worth $100. I'm going to get $100 returned, whether it goes up or down in value. You have full responsibility of whatever happens to my sheep. Okay? That's why it's almost locked in iron, locked in place. That's on Barzil. But so therefore, it's effectively like a loan then. But not only that, but he's willing to pay a fee every year for the use of these sheep, the person who took it. Shevach, in other words, I'm taking your sheep. It's an investment for me. I'm going to pay you a yearly rate. We have gap, and because I'm thinking I'm going to make money out of this deal, I might not. The problem is that is really ribbit. That's a classic case of ribbit because it's son barzel, because the value is locked in. In other words, if the sheep goes up and down in value, it's irrelevant. I've got to return that same amount of money. So that's a loan. Now, and the fact that I'm paying him a yearly fee for that's the interest on the loan. So that's the issue of making an arrangement, which is called an arrangement tzon bazel. Okay? The So the Gemara says, so let's go again. If you're doing with another Jew, that's a classic, that's basically ribbit. It's not a problem to have arrangement with non-Jews because also you can borrow or lend to them in interest because there's no issue of charging interest
So
or
why
paying.
does it work by Ksuba?
Sorry?
Why does it work by Ksuba?
Why does it work by ketubah?
Yeah, the woman brings in tzon bazel into the marriage, right?
Yes.
So you also have the issue with ribbis then. Why does it
Why?
work over
But
there?
he's not paying her for the tzon barzel. The issue is in the case of tzon barzel is that the person is paying him to have that tzon barzel. That's the ribbit on top of it. Okay. Beseder. V'chem beger toshav as well. Ger toshav is someone who didn't fully convert, is mekabel shav v'shevim mitzvah penelach. Okay. Umado hu Yisrael amal tov shel nochri, midat nochri, avalo midat Yisrael. So we're going to see this case in the Gemara, but I'll explain it now. The Gemara Fulda spells it out. He says, Keitzah, what's a case? A Jew loaned money from a nochri. Yisrael malve min a nochri. Beribit, with interest, allowed to do this. And it was time he wants to pay off the loan. Matzah Yisrael, another Jew, his friend hears about it in shul. Va'amar lo, you know what? Give me the money you're about to pay back. Va'ani alelecha, I'll give you the interest payments, and you can pay off. You can continue, and so we can keep this loan running because I need the money. That's asura. Why? Duhu niu mozif le'beribit, because the Israel number one, Reuven, who initially had the loan, he's effectively charging interest by handing out this money to Shimon, the next party. Because Shimon's paying it to Reuven, and Reuven's paying interest on. But it's really a loan written out between the two of them. However, if Reuven goes back to this Christopher, right, this guy, and he says to and brings Shimon with him, And then it's okay. That, Christopher takes the money from Reuven and then hands it over to the Yisrael to Shimon. In that situation, we don't say that he's doing a shlichut of the Israel. Okay, we say that it's almost like the owner's loan is ended and a new loan is between the Nochri and Shimon has been set up. Okay, yeah, fair. Now the Gemara says, "Ema kavlin tzomrazam Israel." So what is Eizut Tzom Barzel? We're going to explain the case now. That is Hayula Fanav Meyatzon. He has 100 tzon. Amar lo. Okay, this is the fixed price that it's worth. You can take the animals, you can enjoy the wheat, you can enjoy the milk or anything or its offspring. But if it dies, okay, in other words, you take full responsibility. That's exactly the case. And you will pay me a seller, shall call a chad, you'll pay me a seller, mishachabachrona. In that situation, it's asur. Again, why? Because when he hands over this sheep and we've locked in the value in concrete, and that's what has to be effectively paid back, now it's like a loan because he's taking full responsibility. And the main payments he's paying on this annual basis is effectively interest payments. And that's why it's not allowed. That's the case of Tzon Barzel. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Rabbi Yirmiyah baye tamanat mar tzon barzel rishon v'koat mar tzon l'sheni. Now, exactly what this case is a nice, interesting sweep of opinions. But I'll just read the Mar folder. He says, "Hachi yosen v'perek almana l'kohen gadol. Tamanat amar havladat rishon v'achat amar vladat l'sheni." Oh, sorry, it's not this case. This case is a clear one. It's a later one. Sorry. It says v'tamanat meaning v'taman haynu, which is where in Bechorot. That case is a makabel tzon barzel men anochri. If someone accepts a nochri's animals under this arrangement tzon barzel, we say the vlado pturim min habechorot, which means now if you remember that if it's your animals, at firstborn animals chayiv habechorah. If it's a non-Jew's animals, it's not chayiv habechorah. But interesting here, we're seeing here in this case, if you makabel the animals of a nochri b'tzon barzel. And you're saying that the animals, the first animals born, are patur min habechorah, then you see that the vladot really belong to who? Belong to the nochri, the person who owns the animals. It says, le nochri ha-noten. In our case, we're saying that the vladot go to who? The vladot go to the makabel. Because we said in our situation, the arrangement, he says, you have all the vladot and everything. So we've got a contradiction between what we're learning here. And we're learning Bechorah. In other words, the first vlad of the first animals that are born, who do they really go to? In Bechorah, it sounds like it still goes to the original owner because that's where they're patur min habechorah. And in our case, it seems to be that it goes to the Mekabel. That's a simple way of understanding the question. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, tamachi ikaran the Rishon, then that's why vlad on the Rishon. Baram ha'acha ikaran the Sheni, therefore vladan the Sheni. So the way we learned it back in Yevamot, the quote of Chaim, the difference was in that case he wasn't makabel all onsin, meaning the lo kabel onsa bezola, and because it wasn't onsa bezola, it's not considered like if you like full Tzom Barzel that it's like a loan. Okay, that was one way of explaining it. However, I'll just show you here the Mar Fulda. He says Taman is ikar on the Rishon, meaning She'ein niknin Yisrael ela b'shi'iten lo ma'ot. He says it's a technicality with the terms of when it transfers ownership. Because when does it transfer ownership, the animal? That's for a goy, it's when you pay him. So therefore, the kol kinyano shel akum b'kesef. V'kol akum nemimeinu onkano ela b'kesef. And therefore, it hasn't really transferred out of the ownership of the goy yet. So therefore, the animal's considered still like belonging to the goy, and that's why the vladam is patur min habechor. Inami gives a different answer. Ha'akum b'shelo yiten lo ma'ot tofes et hatzon. And similar, another way of explaining it is that in the case arranged with the akum, if you don't end up paying him the money, he'll come and seize the animals. Because he has a right to seize those particular animals, his yad, if you like, he still has a share in it. And we know if a goy has a share in the animals, it's patur min habechorah. In other words, however way you explain it, there's some sort of different arrangement in the case of bechorah that gives the nochri still a hand, and that's why the first animals are patur min habechorah. In our situation, Marfulda says, it's different. It already becomes, if you like, the property of the Israeli has an arrangement with, and that's where all the animals belong to him. Because he says simply because through Mashiach, through simply taking it, that's already transfers the ownership. Okay? That's why Marfulda explains the difference. Okay. Now the Gemara says, next, Rabbi Yirmiyah by a tamarat mar noses sachar chayev ala onsin. This is the one I said. There's lots of different explanations. V'ka'at amar noses sachar chayev ala onsin. So, how do we explain the difference? So, let me just explain the Marafolda. He says tamarat amar noses sachar and for mut chayev ala onsin the mutar. So, let's just explain. He says, but bright of the Bavli. Even though you should mekabel tzon marzel, if someone does this summa, if you like, so it's worth this amount. And I will pay you a sell of the chodesh mutar. Why? What's that mean? Rabbi Yirmiyah sava shelo asa damim hanotin. The notin din asa damim, aval the mekabel asa. But the Makabel made it, this is the amount, this amount have to be paid. That's an interesting distinction. The Makabel Asa, or the Mochir Asa, not, and I'm not really understand the consequences. However, Dekasha, Demai Bekach, given the Makabel Asa, since the Makabel said, okay, this is the value of the animals and I'll ensure that stays in place. And he took responsibility and he's going to pay Sela B'chodesh, that's Ribidu. And nonetheless, it says in that case, it's mutar. How's that case different to this case, where we said it's actually asur to do a classic case on Barzel? But now the Makabel Tzon Barzel is asur. Umashni says, the answer to the Gemara, this is all Marfulda, we're going to explain like a few other explanations in a minute. He says, Mashni, it says, sorry, lo pa'mim shematneh shomer chinam liot kashoel. So in other words, it's betmiah. He says, "Hachinami kim matzmoit na mutar." In other words, since it's not considered like a normal loan in a classic sense, but like we saw previously, then when the person himself, in that case, the other braita bringing a kasha from, the braita brought in Bavli, sorry, it was that he was personally took on this responsibility. It wasn't a formal way of Tzon Barzel, so therefore it is. Like we said before, when a shomer takes an extra level of responsibility, like an insurance policy beyond that which is required, and that's why it's mutar. Okay, not 100% clear on that. However, what's interesting, the art scroll in the bottom, in the footnote, explains that this according to the Remeir Simcha, he explains similarly the flow of the sugya. But he says is that the difference is in the other case he was only makabel achrayut responsibility, like a shomer. But not the zola, the fluctuations in value. What's the difference? Because if he accepts the fluctuations in value, this relates to what we saw last year. That's when it now becomes mamash, like a full loan, because we've locked the value in concrete. All is accepted in the other case where it's mutar is full onus. That's different. That's not like a loan now. That's just level of responsibility and care that's heightened, that is increased, heightened level of responsibility that it will pay in the case of something it's completely lost in value. But therefore, it doesn't create it like a loan. That's the way the art scroll explains the difference between the two cases. But I'll just show you here the Ribbaz. He says, what's a kasha? The kasha is different. The kasha, I'll just show you, see it on the side. He says, the kasha is not from the case where you've got a context where it's a bit like Tzon Barzel, it's mutar versus it's asur, but rather, the gabi chamarim, back to our chamarim. Remember the chamarim, he says, that the even is chay ba'onsin, we still say it was mutar. Now, we brought two different reasons at the time. You remember at the time we brought the two different reasons. One reason was because either it was returning within a day. Or the other reason we said was because he's like a shaliach. However, that was justified. It should be asur. Because you're chayv onsin, you're chayv in the full amount. It's locked in concrete. Therefore, it should be considered like a loan. Or mashni, again, same answer we spoke before. Interestingly, there Mashenkin cannot tell schar. He said the difference is, he says completely differently. He says, in that case, the chamarim were paying an ongoing fee, like we have in our case, where the Tzon Barzel is paying an ongoing fee. Mashenkin cannot tell schar la anato And etc. Again, it sounds like there are differences in terms of how we identify what the ribbit payment is. It sounds like it, if I understood correctly. Okay, beseder, that's confusing enough. Now, what I find very interesting here is my Osvahadar, I've mentioned this last few shiurim, includes lots of things in square brackets, everything from Ketav Yads. But the art scroll, interestingly, who also uses a print of Osvahadar, must have used an earlier print because it doesn't include all those extra additions either. Like it's the same sort of print, but the Tzurat HaDaf is similar, but you don't have all these extra bits. In any event, I've gotten square brackets a piece that seems to be the Mefarshim here take out, so we'll avoid it. Let's continue. This is back to our Mishnah, who was referring to that you can loan from a Nochri. Now the Gemara says, Revi Amar, Ger Toshav, I'm changing like the Marafolda, Ger Toshav Ha'amur Beribit Enyod Amitivo. Because the Torah, when it discusses, it seems to be that you cannot borrow or lend from even a Ger Toshav Beribit. He doesn't know why the Torah mentions the Ger Toshav, because the Mishnah seems to be okay. And Ger Tzedek Ha'amur Be'eved Ivri Enyod Amitivo. Why? Because it seems to be that it talks about selling an Eved Ivri to like a Goy, Ger Toshav, and Ger Tzedek. And he says, I don't understand why it's mentioning there, because you know, there's no Kinyan. It's not a possibility, according to Halachi, we understand, of an Eved Ivri being sold to a Goy. In other words, it seems to be, Rebbe has questions in terms of certain psukim that seem to say one thing when we see Halacha seems to say the opposite. Fine, beseder. Let's continue. Malve Israel ma'ot le'nochri, midat nochri aval le'mudat Israel. And this basically, like we explained before, how so? Israel she'la migoy ubi keshlach ziram lo. Israel that borrowed from a goy wants to return it to him, meaning to return his debt. Amal Israel, his friend says, "Tnalim, give it to me, and I'll pay you." Don't worry about the interest payments. I'll pay it to you, and you can give it on to him. In that situation, it's asur because it's effectively a loan between the two Jews. However, the goy, if however he places it by the goy, meaning the goy is involved in this transfer of the debt. The way he explained the Kramar Fuld in the Mishnah was the guy took it from Reuven and then gives the money on to Shimon, then it'd be Mutar. Similarly, Goy Shalavam Israel will be Keshlach Ziram Lo, a goy that borrowed from Israel and wants to return the money and the debt. Amar Lo Israel Acher, the Israel says to the goy, don't worry, give me the money, says to the goy, and I'll pay you the money, you can pay off and continue paying the interest payments. Then in that situation, it's okay. Why? Because again, what's happening, the Israel is borrowing directly from the Goy. And yeah, the Goy is handing on money to Israel, but it's not a loan directly from Israel to Israel anymore. So therefore, it's fine. B'miratzel Israel, however, if he placed, in other words, become Israel, Amar Zavushimur im Israel, that means it'll be Asur. In other words, however, if the Israel, the lender, is present and effectively makes the transfer of the loans directly, then it will be a problem now because Israel is paying the interest back to Israel and their goy would be out of the picture. Okay, let's continue. Israel shalavami goy. Now, we're going to, as I explained to you, we're gonna go according to the early Osbadar or the Osbadar I have in front of me for simplicity, because again, that's where Marfulda seems to read it, even though the changes seem to fit it brighter. So it says as for Israel shalavami goy, and then you take that goy Israel. So a Jew that borrows from a goy, and then with interest, he's allowed to do that. Vinit Kayer, and the Goy then converts. Bein shezakfan adshelon nitgayer, bein shemish nitgayer, govav keren v'lo deribit. Whether or not the principal plus interest was turned into a new loan, bundled as a new loan, before or after the conversion, we say forget it, you can only connect the principal, you cannot collect the interest. You have to understand why. Because see in a minute, because compare that aval goy shelavam Israel v'nitgayer, but a goy that borrowed from Israel. Venit Ger and then converts. Im ad shelo nitgayer, if prior, if you like, im ad shelo nitgayer, we turned it into the principal interest into a new loan, then he can collect the full amount. Mish nitgayer, however, if it was only after he converted, the principal interest was turned into a new loan, then he can only, it doesn't matter, he cannot collect the interest. So that makes a lot of sense because. Once it's changed, the second case makes a lot of sense because once if it's bundled into a new loan, that means I've just got a simple new loan after the person converted. However, if not, then I'm effectively charging interest on an existing loan after it's converted, and that's not good. Okay? It's a gavoy shalav amisra we're talking about. So the question is, what about the reisha? The first place where it was the goy who was the lender, he said it made no difference whether he turned the principal and interest into a new loan or not. So I'd show them our full this dibor matri v'lo haribit. It says, Efshar lafarsho, the maishnami sefer. I don't understand the difference between the reisha and the sefer. That where in the sefer, we just saw that it makes a difference where if he turned the principal interest in the loan prior to conversion. So be'efshar atam dekivet shezakfan tchila v'achar kach nitgayer. In the case with the goy who was the lender, that if he turns the principal and interest into a loan, tchila v'achar kach nitgayer, and then converts, yesh ba mishum ra'ay, there's an imarat ayin. De lo nemo il v'ayad da'to litgayer, people will think, then say, oh, the reason why he did this is because he knew he was converting and he didn't want to lose out on the interest. Okay, so that's why it seems to be the Rabbah Fuld explains more machmir in the case where the goy was a lender, whether for the goy it was a borrower before a converter. Okay, however, Bar Kafra says isn't a different thing. Amar gova et a keren velo ve et a ribit. He can collect both. So Amar Rabbah, why? Time of the Rakava kimach al mavricho min a ribit af hu naser ger sheker. Now, importantly here, what it means, I'll just show you here, the Baruch Hu, says, Lo buy a ribit sha'ala kodem shenitger, not only the interest that was generated before it converted, even after, afilu ala achar shenitger, ad zman pir'eon, agova. Goy, you can collect that. Now, what cases, this is important to understand, the goy who was the borrower. And the reason why we're saying this is that if we say that, oh no, once you converted, don't worry, we can't charge him interest anymore, people will say that the only reason why he converted was to escape all the compounding interest reasons. And that is what's called a ger sheker. So I'll just keep on reading. Mikayman meaning, ger sheker. People think the only reason he's converting is to get out of this big debt payment. The ein ze ger tzedek is not a real convert. Okay? That's ger sheker, or you got a different ger explains later on. So therefore, what Bar Kafra says, when machmir on a ger that borrowed from a Jew in interest, that even if he converts, he still has to pay the interest payment, so it doesn't look like, or so the people won't think, oh, the only reason why he converted was, and he wasn't a sincere convert, it was just to get out of this huge debt that had compound with the, that was interest had compounded way beyond what he could pay. Okay. Now Mara says, one can borrow money from their children with interest. Why? Because the assumption is the parents can give the child, well, the interest is really giving it more as a gift. It's not really like an interest payment. Okay? He's just finding ways to give his kids more money. However, rather, we don't want you to do that because we don't want people to educate your children in manners of ribbit. Okay? Amarav, Kugon, Anna, what's up? What situation we're talking about where such interest payment would be considered not really interest, more like a matana? He says, Kugon, Anna, Rabba, Barachana, Barachana, Li. That would be like a similar situation. That would be mutar. That it says it's interesting that Hachinami Amar Bavli, the Baruch Fulda says, Shnei Talmid Chachamim Mavin Ze Et Ze Beribit, because they're like family members, that the money, their payment is not really considered, it's more like, it would be interpreted as more being a gift. He's willing to happily give him. Okay? Which is interesting how that seems to be a justification. Okay, let's continue. Mara says, Lo Yadam Lover Beshekel Umal VeBesela, which is what that means is, I can't borrow money for someone for a particular amount of interest with understanding I'm going to loan it on to somebody else at a high level of interest. Now, you might think that, well, it should be fine because, I mean, let's say, the second level of interest he's lending is in a mucha manner to a goy. You might think, oh, all I'm doing is I'm just splitting the profits from this other thing with the person I borrowed it from. Nonetheless, no, we got first deal you did with this Israel, that's considered interest. Aval goy lavo b'shekel malva b'sela, you can do that. So Israel lava mi goy uv goy mi Israel, v'Israel naaseh lo arev ve'in choshesh mishum ribbit. Now this is another interesting case. What this means is if I've got, let's say there's a case of ribbit that's mutar, so a goy borrowed from Israel, Israel from a goy. Can you have an Israel who is an arev, a guarantee on the loan? Because you might think that if the interest cannot be paid, or the money cannot be paid, who are they going to go for? The Arev, and the Arev is effectively paying interest. So is that okay or not? So the Gemara now says that it is absolutely fine. You can do that in a Choshesh Mishum Ribbit. However, this is assuming It's according to the opinion that when a debt needs to be collected, you can't go first to the Arav. You first got to, if you like, take the borrower to a court, and if that's all exhausted, that's when you can go to the Arav. Because in that situation, it's not like the Arav borrowed any money. The so-called debt is only generated at the time when he's been engaged to pay off the debt of the other person. And since he pays it off immediately, there's no interest payment there at all from his perspective, and that's why it's okay. That's why Maror Fadel explains that case. Okay, but said we'll take it from here. Have a good day.
I don't remember anymore the details, but I do remember that my rabbi in New York was very much against parents paying off mortgages for their children
Okay, what
because of the interest.
even if it's like from a goy, from
Yeah,
a
no, but they're
branch from that
paying it off for their
Sanjeska?
children. The children, it's like the children are collecting interest from them.
Ah, you're saying that. Ah, because you're saying it's
I don't remember the details of the
interesting,
case, but
interesting,
he
because
said
you're
no
trying to say
credit
that's
cards.
comparing that's like comparing to the case of the like Israel's love of the goy, and Israel Acher once said, like, I'll pay you when you pay the guy.
The same thing with the credit cards. Don't get involved with having to pay off your children's
Interesting,
credit
interesting whether that's
cards.
the case. Or you can compare it to the RF case where it's not considered a direct interest. Interesting, interesting. All right. Be curious to open that up a bit. All right,
Have a
that's
great
all.
Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.